Good afternoon, David Premier, BBC Radio Oxford. Whenever we get some research from the zoologists at the University of Oxford, I always like to find out what they're up to because it's always interesting stuff. And they've been researching what affects which chicks a bird decides to feed first, choosing one chick perhaps over another. And they've found that environment apparently plays a role. Shona Caro, who led the research, joins me now. Hello there, nice to see you. Thank you for coming in. This is a long-standing ecological question, this, isn't it? And you've got some answers. What research did you do?
So we looked across all of the studies that have ever been published on this question of how parents choose which chick to feed and how chicks beg for their parents for food. And what we found is that you actually get the exact opposite system in some species than in other species. And in species with good environments, so very predictable with lots of food, it's the littlest chicks who beg for food the most, and parents rush to feed those chicks once they start begging. While in species where the environment might be a little bit worse or unpredictable, it's begging starts to look more like boasting, and it's actually the strongest and the biggest chicks who are begging for food the most, and parents want to feed the strongest chicks.
Because it's the strongest that are more likely to survive,
perhaps? Exactly.
How interesting. And by begging for food, what do we actually mean? They're not putting their hands up or their wings up in the air, are they? What does begging for food actually mean in this context,
then? So if you can picture a nest of birds, the chicks are always making tons of noise whenever the parents come by, so they're flapping their wings, opening their mouths, and cheeping just as much as they possibly can.
And this really solves a long mystery, doesn't it? Because, I mean, in the past there have been all sorts of theories. I was reading earlier that even the chicks' feathers had thought to have been considered a possible factor at one time or another.
Yeah, so that's actually another one of the findings that we made, which is that in species that have those unpredictable and bad environments, chicks use things like how brightly colored their feathers are or how bright orange their mouth is to tell their parents how high quality they are. And so the strongest chicks will have the most bright orange mouth or the most colorful feathers, and then parents can use that to determine which of their chicks is the strongest.
What do you got to do with this research?
So we're going to continue looking at other aspects of this system. So maybe how much parents choose to invest in the nest overall rather than just which chick they're going to give that individual worm to.
So it's relatively simple to say that if you're a scrawny chick, you need to nest somewhere relatively safe.
Yeah.
So that you survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really more the parents who are making the decision about how many chicks they're going to try and raise each year. So if you've got a good environment and you know exactly how much food you have, you lay exactly that number of eggs. But if you've got an unpredictable environment, maybe you're a bit overly optimistic as a parent, and so you try and sneak an extra egg in there that most years won't turn into a chick, but sometimes you can get an extra baby out of it.
How did you do the research then? Did you go out in the wild to do all this stuff, or was it in a lab environment?
So this was actually a meta-analysis. So we took data from 300 different studies, and we translated it to a common language, which was the strength of the correlation between, say, begging and how much food a chick gets. And then once we had that common language, we could compare across different species to see why in some species there's a very strong relationship between begging and feeding, and in other species there's almost no relationship at all, and parents use other information to choose which chick to feed.
Oh, interesting. Thank you very much for coming. I love the work that you do over there. Thank you for coming in, Shona. Nice to see you. Shona Caro from the University of Oxford Zoology Department.